Today, Be'ez Hashem learned Daf Chav Beis and Masech Tzvachim. Some of the topics we learned about include the halacha of kol kir she'im be'kedei lekadosh arba kahanim imenu imekachem bo'i. To perform kiddush, the kir must contain sufficient water for the kiddush of four kahanim, but if the kir contains a lesser amount, the kahanim may not perform kiddush. Kol amashlim lemei mikvah mashlim lemei kir l'revius ein amashlim. All liquids that can complete the required share of a mikvah for tefillah can also complete the required share of the kir for kiddush dam reglaim, but they cannot complete the required share for netilas yadayim. The machlik is regarding mei kir, mei ma'ayin hein, whether the water in the kir must be from living spring water or can even be from rainwater. The Ziknei Dar made the following distinction. Loi shanu ele tomei sheretz pasal, ava tmei mes kosher, mitech shemiratza betzibur, miratza nami b'yachad. Only if the kohen became tummy from a sheretz does the avodah become pasal. But if it became tummy from a corpse, the avodah remains kosher. Because since tumas mes has a kuloi leniency in that tumo hotra betzibur, and in a carbon tzibur a kohen tmei mes is permitted to do the avodah l'ketchila, therefore in a carbon yachid, if a kohen tmei mes did the avodah b'diyavid, it is kosher because the tzitz is meratza, it validates the avodah. However, tmei sheretz pasal, because even regarding a carbon tzibur, tumas sheretz lehotra betzibur, a kohen that was tmei sheretz is forbidden to do the avodah. And the Gemara elaborates that the Ziknei Dar must also hold the following. Sheikhtin bezerkin al tmei sheretz. Look at Chila, an individual who is tmei sheretz can send a Pesach Rishon because he can purify himself before the night and eat the carbon Pesach that night. Tmei mes, mishaleich carbon isaf. But the evidence if he was tmei mes and brought a Pesach Rishon, the carbon is kosher.